Hello, my name is Patrick Dunlap. I'm a junior in civil engineering at NDSU. Today my presentation will be on tidal power, and I'm going to focus on the methods of extraction of the power. First, I'm going to define why tidal energy. Tidal energy is just energy contained within a tide, and we're especially looking at the stuff that can be converted into electricity. Why do we want tidal energy? Well, there's an energy crisis right now, I guess. Fossil fuels are getting more and more difficult to extract from the ground. And potential global climate change is motivating governments to look for alternative sources of energy. First, the basic theory. The energy source of tidal energy. Basically, all other sources of energy either come from direct radiation from the sun, or the differential the heat gradient within the Earth, or like nuclear fusion or fission. The source of the energy is actually for tidal energy is actually the gravitational potential between the Earth and the Moon, and to a less extent the Earth and the Sun, and it causes the water to change shape of the oceans. So it's closely linked to the Moon, the cycle. So the tidal cycle is basically the lunar cycle. It's about one cycle is about 12 hours and 24 minutes. So there's about two tides a day. It's affected by a lot of other things, though. So a lot of parts of the world is only one tide a day. And most places in the world have a combination where they have like a high tide and a low high tide, like that. And the amplitude, you can see from the above picture, this is the Earth. And the red areas are areas of very high tide. And you can see where these lines converge in the middle of the ocean in some places. There's actually no tide at all. So you can see the areas that we'll mainly be focusing on. Well, the darkest area is right around France, Scotland, Ireland, right there. That's where a lot of the research is being done nowadays. But you can see by Mozambique and Madagascar, there's high potential. Australia has high potential. Northern Canada, Central America have high potentials for this. New Zealand. Okay, the traditional method of harnessing tidal energy is we harness the potential energy stored within the tide. Basically, the tide comes into a bay or an estuary, and we have some kind of a barrage or a dam. It's usually called the barrage method of tidal energy. And it'll flow in, as you can see in this diagram, and we'll close the sluice gate. And then when the tide flows out, this water will still be high. And then you open up the gate, and it'll power a turbine or, power a generator. And then a lot of them are designed so that it'll go both ways. You can do it both ways. The basic formula right here is equals gravity times density times A is the area of your tidal basin, and then Z is the vertical rise in water. So when you take average gravity and density of seawater, you get 1.4 H squared watt hours. That's per square meter of ocean. Current plants, this is a pretty old method. The only really notable one is the plant at Lawrence in France, 240 megawatts. All the other ones are pretty small. France was built. This one, I think the plant was completed in 1967. And I think the one in China was completed in the mid-80s. So as you can see, there's about 20 years where this was kind of big, and then it just, we haven't done anything with it since, so kind of wondering why. There's some disadvantages to this method. First is environmental. It disrupts spawning routes of lots of types of fish, so environmentalists don't like this, I guess. And then it also can cause like increased silting in some areas, like within the tidal basin. It can change the salinity within the tidal basin, and it kind of raises the mean water table in the tidal basin, so that'll like make the surrounding area swampier. There's economical disadvantages because for the amount of power that you get, it's quite expensive because you basically have to build a dam on the ocean. And then there's design problems as well. Even like at the Bay of Fundy, where there's like a 17-meter rise in tides, that's still pretty small compared to like a hydroelectric, the pressure heads they would be dealing with. Hydroelectric power station, they'll be dealing with tens or hundreds of meters, whereas these ones not. So like the turbines aren't designed for these lower pressure heads, and it creates a lot of design problems, I guess. So there's a newer method. It involves extraction of the kinetic energy from a tide. So when we deal with kinetic energy, we don't just deal with the 1/2 mv squared. We deal with the kinetic energy flux through a plane of sea area. So that's kind of what that bottom diagram indicates. And you can see the chart. Kinetic energy flux increases with it's a cube of the velocity. So the mechanical processes for extracting energy is always based on a hydrofoil, which is just basically like a wing or a turbine blade. And there's a couple different methods. There's like horizontal axis, like normal turbines, vertical ones where they spin like this, and then there's some reciprocating designs, and I don't know if those will ever be used, where they just, like a wing flows up and down. The actual power outage is given by, you have to multiply it by a constant, C sub P. This constant is a function. It's based on it's a different function for each different turbine, and it's based on the tip speed ratio. So it's like, this is the speed ratio of the flowing of the fluid to the ratio to the velocity of the propeller itself. So as you can see, each different turbine has an ideal speed ratio. And then your differential area, the area is representative of the sweep of the blades, as you can see in the lower picture. And this is the equation, the new modified equation. Okay, when selecting sites for tidal power generation, right now they're looking at places with greater than 3 meters per second maximum tidal velocity. You also want an area with a high local energy demand, or else, you know, they want these prototype projects to be economically sustainable on their own, so they can sell the power connected to a grid or something. And there's also current technical limitations. They want to build between like 25 meters and 45 meters sea depth, or, you know, depth, just because of the turbines. And as you can see, I just put those ideal sites around Great Britain and Scotland and Ireland, because this is where most of the work is going on these days. Most of the work is in this Wales area, or I think it's right down here is where the power plants that have been going in have been. It draws a comparison to wind because you're basically using the same types of turbines. There's some differences, though. The advantages of tidal power to wind is that water is about 800 times denser than air. So in that equation, their density was directly proportional to the kinetic energy. So about 800 times, for a given velocity, 800 times more power. But then wind also usually flows at faster. But wind doesn't always flow. It's less predictable. That's the next one. Tides, we know every day they're going to be the exact same. Wind is hard to predict. So, and then there's aesthetic issues. A lot of people have complained about like having wind farms, I guess. Disadvantages is scale. Like, wind is at the very bottom. The wind power is at the very bottom of the atmosphere. And wind doesn't really affect the atmosphere. You know, you can take as much, well, there's limitations, but you can pretty much take as much wind out of the system as you want, and it doesn't affect it because it's such a large thing. Whereas the tidal areas that we're dealing with, it's just, you know, probably like less than 100 meters, you know, of water that we're dealing with. So the actual extraction of the energy affects the whole system, and there's only so much you can take out. Plus, construction and maintenance are a lot more difficult underwater, obviously. Some current projects. In August, CGEN, this August, a 1.2 megawatt dual turbine unit will be connected to the power grid. This is somewhere in Scotland. I can't remember. This was just announced like on Wednesday that they're going to build this one. That'll be the first one connected to a power grid. And that's, I've had conflicting sources with that. I think there might be some other places. I'm not sure. There's a 2.25 megawatt turbine proposed that's supposed to go be installed in supply Portugal's power grid. And then last December, like closer to home, two turbines were installed in New York's East River. This is just, I don't think they're supplying power to New York. I think that they're just a kind of a prototype public awareness thing. I don't really know. Here's some of the references I used. And are there any questions?